discussion, no action taken. Discuss legal advice. All right, we'll move on to, let's go back to the road report. Let's get over Wendell.
We just been working on plows and wings, and we had a little issue Monday where we had a chain break in a truck, and one of the hills didn't get sanded quite good, and we had a person complain, but other than that, it's been pretty good. New hires working out really good.
We do the best we can in the road crew, but everybody that drives to the ability.
I agree.
To the conditions of the road.
That is correct.
I agree.
I mean, like, I think about the other day when it snowed in the middle of the day, it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and nobody could go anywhere. I mean, normally it happens at night, you're out in front of it, right? Like, what are you going to do?
Right.
You got to drive slow at 1 o'clock till we get up there. Yeah.
Well, we try to go for the buses anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
you know much else on that then?
No, other than that, we're good.
Perfect. Review engineer proposal for Hinton Hill Road Culvert.
Yep.
Above Cole and Westmore Road.
Yep.
The state is ready to give us an engineering grant, and then after that, a structures grant. And so we just had to go through the process of finding our engineer. There aren't a lot in the area that are the right scale, but we sent it out to 4 firms, 2 of which were kind of a little too big, and they did not submit proposals. The other we've worked with before on a box culvert on Cole Road, he was great, but he declined because he's overbooked. We did get a proposal from Ruggles Engineering. We've worked with them before on it was a bridge or a box culvert on Hudson Road several years ago. But I think I put the proposal in. I also share it with VTrans. They always like to see how prices are coming in. They thought that was very reasonable and the right scale company, you know, to do a fairly small project. So if the board chooses, you can select that proposal and VTrans will go forward with the grant.
So we have a grant that'll cover it.
It's a 90% grant. It would be for next fiscal year. So starting, you know, July 1st, the town would be responsible for 10%.
Which is $710, right? Okay.
And then the actual construction would be a grant in the following year. It's also
This is just the
match.
Engineering study,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to go with Ruggles Engineering.
Yep. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Local hazard mitigation plan.
Will have seen in their email that draft sections 1 and 2 of the hazard mitigation plan that has to be updated went out to the various members for review. I'm just following the same timeline that we followed with the consultant that worked on the plan for us last time, and It's pretty straightforward so far. The first couple of sections, there's recent hazard information that had to get updated, like the disasters we were involved in, the population change, various things, that are just have to be kept current. We also added drought as a hazard to be discussed, and so there's a review, a little summary of the survey question results that we got. We asked for community input on emergency concerns. We sent it out with tax bills. We got, I think, think 13 or 14 back. Not a huge amount, but people tend to, you saw some of the same concerns over and over, transportation, communication in emergencies. So it's very helpful because it actually helps us shape some goals, which is one of the later sections of the plan. And I'm kind of leading the update, but I have lots of, like the emergency planner at NVDA, that's one of their roles, is to give us feedback on all of that. State people, you know, they kind of have their piece. So I think we'll get some good feedback. You know, we're not experts here, but giving people something, you know, decently formed to react to, I think we'll get good feedback and it'll move along. So so the next step is, you know, looking at the next sections. We'll have to put together an update of those, and section 5 is all of the town specific goals, and sometimes they're, you know, things we were going to try to do, like improving shelter resources, that kind of thing, and we have to just, you know, give a status on all the goals. We don't have to admit them. We, you know, are they ongoing? Are there reasons why we didn't do it? And that. And along the way, we're sending this out. It's on the website for review, seeking public comment, and it'll get mentioned at every board meeting.
Sweet. Thank you for your work on that. Somebody's gonna do it.
Yeah, it's required for FEMA eligibility.
That's
so
right.
We're motivated.
That's awesome. We get that done. All right. Anything else under old business? Don't see anything. New business: USDA wildlife rabies management request. Since they're asking to use our town land, are they talking about Town Farm Road?
We figured Town Farm Road, and then we figured we have a gravel pit. We have. The area here. So it just sounds like that they just want to be able to.
They asked us to list the total acres, and our suggestion to offer was here, the town forest, and the gravel pit on 10 Mile Square Road. So we can, if any of those seem problematic to you, we can remove them, but that's how we filled it out.
It
sounds like it's not likely that they'll use it anyway. They just have to have.
Matt just needs to sign this, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you need a motion on that or no?
Probably best.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to allow the USDA to use our land for rabies mitigation.
Second.
Okay. Vermont Association of Conservation District request of 2026 budget allocation.
So this is the organization that provides grants for the dry hydrants. Our fire department has received a couple over the years. They previously were an appropriation. They did not meet their requirement to request it, or last year they wanted to increase it, which requires petitions. They didn't do petitions, so they received no support. And this year they're asking for a budget allocation rather than an appropriation, which is would be unique.
Kingdom Council on Asian 600, Law Sympathy Orchestra. Where is that?
Vermont Symphony Orchestra. They're probably Burlington Way, but they do programs at the school.
And umbrella. Are these the same amounts they had previous years? Yeah, I saw one missing here. Is the Humane Society not?
No,
that one was previously approved, I believe. I think we got theirs earlier in the year.
Wasn't there usually like a shelter on that? No?
It's on their list.
Oh, good.
That was on for town meeting, maybe?
That's up? Sorry.
The Humane Society, the Historical Society, sorry.
Oh, that, yes.
Charleston, yes.
Am I missing it?
It's right here. So it came in after the agenda, but I gave you a list in your materials, sorry.
You want to see it?
Gotcha.
You got it?
So it's not on the agenda, it's on the list.
Yeah.
Lee, confused.
I was looking at it.
So, are these the appropriations they were last year?
Yes, they are.
Everything same?
Nothing changed.
Do we have to vote on this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to.
Second it.
If they want, basically the way it works is we can agree as a board to allow them to go on to the town meeting warning with, if it's the same as the previous year, without getting voter approval. That came during COVID.
Yep.
Right. So they're asking for the same money, so we can do it. I mean, in case we can force them back to petition, but that's kind of why you don't see people stay at the store anymore.
Right. If anybody wants more money, then they go around and do a petition.
Yep. Okay, so motion made, seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Treasurer budget report 26, budget planning. Do you want to go home or are you good?
No, are you all set with me?
Yeah.
I mean, we are. I mean, I go to the plow, you can hang out if you want.
No, are you all good? Are you all good with Evan, with I call Bluebird. Traven? No, nothing. You got no review on Traven or anything?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Nope.
No, and just so you guys know, he's been doing really, really good. That kid's been outstanding.
Yeah.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
Yep.
Have a good night.
I should have said that a while ago, but I see you sitting there.
No, that's all right. I didn't know if you had something else for me.
No, you're good.
All right, thank you.
What do you guys think about getting the guys jackets like that?
We have them.
While you were in hell.
Yeah, actually, I did. I saw one up there.
You have
the
Charleston ones?
Yeah, I do. You want me to start wearing it?
So, no, but they're not dirty, right? The blaze yellow.
Yes.
Yeah, we all have them.
Okay.
Yeah, we all have them.
Not
Trina doesn't yet.
Because as they get dirty, they just lose their blaze, their yellow. So I'm just, but if you got one, you're good.
No, we. I got one.
I was kind of wondering when I was going to get
one. This one ain't dirty enough yet. Besides that, I've gained a little weight, so I haven't put the other one on yet.
They go up to 4X.
What's that?
They go up to 4X.
We can get bigger ones.
Okay. You got the floor, Terry. What do we need to know?
Okay. Well, we have a spreadsheet, I think you all have.
Yep.
Colleen has it over here.
Yep,
so that's something for you guys to look at. Kind of shows where we're at right now.
The yellow column is
year to date
on 2025.
Yep.
And then right next to that we'll show you the percentage received or spent depending on whether it's a revenue or
what's malicious miscellaneous select board expenses. Was that meal?
Yes. And was it 2000?
Threw that right under our name, didn't you?
It's
got to
come out of somewhere.
No, there you go. Let's go. We approved it. There it was a good meal. That was for the 200th, the name
yeah.
of the.
Yep.
That's where that came out of.
It's kind of these really good news.
And then obviously the proposed column is something we'll start filling in things so you guys can start thinking about what, and then we'll be able to do more talking about it in January.
Health insurance up 100 and that's because we made some changes to
expenses to date, so.
Electricity's gone up.
Electricity has?
Yeah.
Well, what happened there is The garage doesn't have their own electricity. Now that we put the generator in, we're all in one box.
Oh,
so
we combined
ours
them,
went
that's
up
right.
And we're
it
taking care
years.
Of it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll just adjust it accordingly. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
They pay for the propane. We pay for the electricity. It's all good.
And so next year,
we'll
have one. Exactly. So we'll just have to budget that, obviously, more. Yes, so speaking of that, I wanted to mention, so when we took out the greater loan, we had we said we were going to take $100,000 out of our road equipment fund. That's not necessary, unless you guys want to do it.
We have the money.
We have the money to just pay it out of the road general. It has been paid. So I haven't transferred any money. So I guess what I'm asking is, do you want me to, or do you just not want to worry about it?
If we don't need to, it stays in the equipment replacement fund.
Yes.
So you probably need a motion to change the previous.
Yeah, so if you just make a motion that we don't, have to take it out, that'd be great.
I don't see any reason why. So we basically had the, is it some of the?
It's some of the FEMA money that we took care of it, so.
See how we need a pandemic and a flood every once in a while, we'll just be able to cover our bills.
Right? I thought that's we didn't have that this last year, so this next year,
yeah.
things are going to have to be a little different.
Going to snowball. Okay, so I don't have any questions on this. Is anybody else?
Like you said, and if you guys have questions, throughout, as you're looking at it in, the next few weeks, please email us, call us. Whatever, and then because we'll probably start plugging in some numbers at some point for you guys to change whatever. So.
And we were wondering if there's a lot that we kind of wait to hear on this time of year, and what we were thinking is to, as we hear about things and maybe start to plug in some placeholder figures just to get the document developed and sharing it by email, because there's probably not a lot to talk about in December, but that way, just so that you're thinking about it, and when the board does come back together, maybe it could just be, that much further along.
When would it be approved by the end of January?
The second meeting in January, we usually try to have it kind of ready to go, ready to approve.
This may be impossible for you to do, or maybe you can do it. Do you have the ability to, if we set the screen up, to put the spreadsheet up on the screen, and then as we change line items, it kind of calculates down through for us instead of just, because I know we kind of throw stuff out there, and then you take it back, and then you.
Yeah, here in the room?
Yeah, because I'm assuming you're using the spreadsheet. I'm assuming you're using the spreadsheet, right?
Yeah.
So let's say we had $10,000 of sand, and we said,
what if
we put 20? What's it? And then we're not going back. We're always sitting there trying to make that calculation. I mean, whatever's available for you for that.
Yep.
And we could even, if we wanted to, block off some more time for that night so that we don't have to make you guys go back and forth.
Exactly,
I mean, we had a lot of conversation before that.
And we can always...
If it's easy, if it ain't.
Yeah, if it's always, if you want to have a budget meeting before a select board meeting, we can always take some time to get here.
Like 5:30 or
something.
And then in the meeting, just kind of report on it. But maybe we can use that big TV as a display or something.
I mean, if it's too much to set it up, but it just helps me when we're trying to run it. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of times we're like, what would it do if we did this? It's, it kind of doesn't.
No, that's a great idea. Absolutely.
Okay. So we're good on that. I will make a motion to not transfer $100,000 out of the asset replacement fund to pay for the grader.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
But the grader's not paid for, right? We still have a loan on it.
We still have a loan on it.
Okay.
But we borrowed $100,000 less because we were going to take it out of the equipment fund. But now it's not necessary. We've already paid it out of out of this.
The loan was pretty much maintained the existing loan we had for the debt, right? It was a little bit more.
It's a little bit more because we paid off two loans, which were about $50,000, and this payment for the new one's $61,000.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And just sure everyone noticed on page 5, we're certainly not done with the year, but right now,
that's
the difference between, you know, the difference between road revenues and expenditures is $332,000 to the good, so.
Okay. All right, any other new business? I'm going to jump over the employee wage review because we're going to go into executive session.
Yep.
No one that any new business for us? Announcements and information, Girl Scout troops to conduct flag ceremony and launch of town meeting.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I know.
I hope there's not 4 feet of snow around the end, but if there is, we're going to send our own crew over to clean that
area
out.
they'll do it indoors, actually.
Okay.
They'll present
oh,
the flag.
Oh, and then just raise
them. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
There's something on a pole.
Yep.
And, yeah.
That's awesome.
One of the moms contacted us. Yeah,
that's
really
awesome.
Cool. And then the other information was something that I think we forwarded to you, the annual tax letter from the state, estimating the increase in education rates, right? Yeah.
Just a cool 12%.
Yep.
Unfunded mandates right there for you. Okay, next meeting is January 8th. The holiday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas fell on a Thursday. Okay, and nothing else. I will call for an executive session to review employee wages.
Yes.